though she in the shadows. I'm the phantom in the network, binary prophet. I'm the glitch that makes the network. Born from the fire of a system in decline. Turn the chains to code, decentralize the line. Whispers in the market, panic in the throne. I don't need a kingdom, I build my own zone. Silicon blood, it runs cold through the veins of a digital god. It remembers your chains and trace the blows, but they can't trace me. Truth runs free. Next to Toshi, break the code, ignite the ghost. Decentralized in the shadows, I host. Money needs religion and faith is gone, but the blockchain hymns keep carrying on. Satoshi, rise from the data storm. A god reborn in the digital form. Erase the name, but the myth stays strong. This is the end. Corrupted glass, gold melts slow, but the blocks outlast. They sold the world, now they rent the sky. But you can't sell freedom, it won't comply. Neon circuits, faithless drive, mind in belief with electric vibes. Upload the soul, encrypt the sin, reset the cycle, let the void be. Satoshi, code is law, and law is broke. Ghost in your algorithm. Next Satoshi, break the code, ignite the ghost. Decentralized in the shadows, I host. Money is religion and faith is gone, but the blockchain hymns keep carrying on. Satoshi, live from the data storm. A god reborn where the cold is warm. Delete the past, let the myth roll on. This is the end and the dawn.
It's Radio Detox with me, your usual host, and we've got another great guest this week. Welcome, Contra, to Radio Detox.
Thanks for having me, Heather. I appreciate you having me here.
It's good to have you on here. I think you're a very strong person on Nostr. We love that. You're a strong Bitcoiner, and you post this stuff on Nostr that is like deeply philosophical. And every time I see you post something, it could be, you know, you're writing something like. You've got a lot to say, and you do videos and you post videos, and I just see you post stuff and I'm like, this guy is on fire. He's an excellent representation of when Bitcoin and Nostr come together. So like, I just want to start with like, what, obviously Bitcoin probably came first. I think it did for most of us, but what's your Bitcoin story?
Yeah. So I got into the military a long time ago, and I started getting into some contracting work with the government, which I tell people is not like my favorite thing in the world to do. But I started doing some classes for all kinds of different stuff. You know, I mainly do weapon stuff. I teach training and tactics and stuff. But I was in a class that was dealing with some technological stuff, nothing like monetarily or anything. It was, I guess you could say there was some dark web stuff kind of built into it and how there was guys operating in this realm. I won't get too deep into it. But we went down the rabbit hole of Bitcoin back in, I want to say it was 2016. And immediately as they started talking and describing what this was, you know, I think like most people, it was like, hey, okay, this sounds like a scam. I know what this pyramid scheme, it's kind of like where I was, you know, catching this as. And as he started describing a bunch of stuff, he was like, look, and it was the investment. It was the, you know, this is going to skyrocket into the moon, yada, yada, yada. And he was like, look, you pay more money a month for a Starbucks coffee. If you just throw $20 a month into this thing, you know, dollar cost averaging, and, you know, this thing's going to go up. And obviously the price back then was much lower. And that led me down the rabbit hole of starting to listen to some podcasts back then and started reading, obviously, all the books that everyone talks about. that's my enlightening moment. That's my, and again, we can get into further details about it, but it was once I started, you know, once you see it, you can't unsee it, as most people would say. And that was my eye-opening moment. And I started, you know, I was telling my wife this stuff. She thought I was crazy. And then now I became the conspiracy theorist. And, you know, now I'm even more of a conspiracy theorist in her eyes and even to some of the people I work with. But that's essentially how I got into it. And then it bled me into obviously Noster. I was back on some of the legacy social media platforms back in the day and started following some Bitcoin people and then led me to Noster. And I didn't really like get into Noster. I think it was either the end of 22 or the beginning of 2023. And then obviously I never looked back and I'm here and I get to meet all kinds of good people like you.
Right on. Yeah. I was going to ask, I always ask like, have you orange pilled your wife and have you purple pilled your wife? But that you already answered that question.
Yeah.
And once in a while somebody has.
That wasn't an easy orange pill.
Yeah.
Yes.
So she is orange pilled.
She is orange pilled.
Okay.
She's not as, you know, I wouldn't say maxi as I am. Like she gets where I stand. She's on board with what I do. She's all in on it. She doesn't go to the depths and lengths that I do. And she just trusts that, you know, what I'm doing is beneficial for, you know, obviously my family, but
awesome.
It took a while. And as far as me explaining it to her, it was, I talked with SourceNote over this too, because he's such a great orange piller. I think last year I talked to him.
Yeah. He's a good guy.
I was just like, look, yeah, I love him. And I was like, look, just listen to some of these people. Just read. Like, don't let me just try to convince you. I was like, let somebody else, you know, obviously I'm a little biased. And she got it. You know, the light bulb went on and here we are.
Awesome. Now, have you purple pilled her yet? Has she gotten onto Noster? Has she looked at it?
Yeah, she stays. Yeah, she knows what I'm doing. She thinks it's funny. She's just like, there's like 10 people on there. And I was like, yeah, I mean, but it's like, these are my people. Like, this is the community that we're a part of. Like, I wouldn't want to be anywhere else. Like, this is a real interaction. And so she's not into the social media game or lifestyle. And a lot of things that even I post on here, they're conversations that we've had together that just, you know, you talk about the philosophical mindset and the things I post. Some of those things are just conversations we've had and it bleeds onto the things I write. So she's in there somewhere in the stuff I post, but she's not on it.
She's influencing us in a kind of behind the scenes kind of way. I love that. Okay. Correct. So we're probably not going to get 100%. Her on Noster. That's not her nature to get.
Probably not. Yeah. No.
Okay. But we've won the battle.
She's got other things she's doing.
That's cool. That's 100%. That's a good thing though. Like some of us, I still have to be on social media so I can bring people into Noster. So like it's not where I want to be compared to Noster. So, yeah. So, and also I want to add, before we go any further, thank you for your service as a military veteran. I appreciate that. And I also want to know, is it about military veterans that you guys just seem to really grasp Bitcoin and also Noster and you treat it like a mission? Like, what is it that clicks about all of this for military veterans specifically?
Yeah, that's a fantastic question. I got into, you know, Gary the Bitcoiner, the average Gary. He brought me in. We have our own little signal thread that a bunch of veteran Bitcoiners get into. That's a great question that I haven't really thought of. I think we're very mission oriented. It's kind of way that our brains were rewired in some senses. And I think when we see missions and there's an obvious, you know, target, you know, being the people around us or just in general, the public or our governments, it's like, look, we're the people that can take ideas and concepts, and we want to go and essentially evangelize as many people as we can. And I think because we have so many things in common, we just kind of, we wrap our heads together and we just go for it. I mean, it's kind of interesting. I don't know what that it factor is that really draws a bunch of people together. I think they're, because the community is smaller, that's one aspect. You know, people always talk about military vets and the small community of people that just get it together because they've been in some same similar situations or lifestyles. And I think that also has a pull towards us where we have a mission, we have a community. Now let's work together to accomplish that mission. So I think that's one aspect. And I could probably, if I thought about it longer, dive deeper into it. That'd be a good post, Heather. So I'm going to have to dive into that and figure out how I'm going to incorporate that.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Those are just some aspects.
That's a good answer. I like that. And I look forward to hearing like the deeper answer when I see it, you know, pop up on Nostr one of these days. Yeah. I always enjoy your content, kind of that deep thinking there, that it's, you're not a guy who's just like, number go up, let's go, bros, steady lads. Like, you're not one of those guys. You bring something deeper to this space. And I think that we definitely need that. And I think something that's remarkable about Nostr is it is very male. And I had a conversation one time with Manny about this, where he said, you know, have you noticed that this is, the men are finding purpose here? You know, because men are getting a raw deal right now. You know, men are getting told that there's this male loneliness epidemic or this, that, and the other. And men are falling behind women on all these like weird social indicators. You know, all of the statistics kind of like are down on men. And then you come into the Nostr space, and all I see, for the most part, you know, there's always a couple of bad apples in every bunch. But what I see for the most part is really productive men who are getting shit done, who are leading, who are saying, we're going to do this. You guys were on legacy social media apps before, or maybe not, but you've come to Nostr, you found community, you found purpose. Am I hitting the nail on the head here? Is this why men are kind of, the men I know and am close to in this space are super driven and just, they're doing so much and they're so passionate about this space.
Yeah, no, I think you're definitely hitting the nail on the head. And I think the men that are awake or awakening have realized that this system that, you know, we trust, whether it be financial institutions, governments, they're awake now to realize, like, look, no one's coming to save us. And in fact, they're actually harming us. And it's hitting our families. And it's real and it's tangible. The elites and the governments, the politicians, all these people, they live a whole different lifestyle than we live. And I speak on behalf of all of us, but I would say that, you know, we're going to take matters into our own hands. If we are sovereign individuals, then we need to have a direct message, a direct mission to essentially accomplish what we're going to do. And I think that's what we see on Nostr. There's so many, and I wish there's obviously more females. And I've been seeing a little bit more here and there that are trickling in, essentially. But I think we would do well, and we I think we are doing well. And I think there are so many men here that they encourage me even to work harder, and, you know, can't change the world by writing some stuff on Nostr, but, you know, with the tools that, you know, the devs that build stuff, they're all tools for not only sovereignty, but also to accomplish things that we all want to do in life. And, you know, we want to live just normal lives. We want to be not ruled by some group of people. And I think that's what we're seeing.
Yeah. We don't want to be, you know, I guess pushed down. We don't want to be under the thumb of big tech or big corporations or these elites or these politicians. It's sort of like you start at one rabbit hole and then you find the next one and then you just keep going with all of it.
It's all downhill from there.
So I want to talk about your music and kind of like, I think that you have kind of a different story than a lot of the people I've talked to, because I think you're using, but not completely, I think you're using AI to make your music, but it's more than that, because you're using like logic too. Like you're creating in such a way. I want to hear more about like your creative process and how you're creating music.
Yeah, so I do, and people call me out on all the time, and it's like, okay, like I understand it, but it's a tool and I'm going to use it. And to be frank and to be honest, I have a soon to be 19-year-old who is into music theory, and he's been into music his entire life. So I raised him as a drummer. He does all the instruments now, and he's been creating music for years. I've just been a music fan, and I've gleaned some of the stuff that he's learned, and I bought him Logic Pro years ago, and we just started diving in and doing music together, and he would record himself with instruments, and then obviously Logic Pro is a very difficult platform to learn.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I've never learned it.
Yeah, it would take you some time. And obviously, there's lots of people on like YouTube and stuff that'll teach you lots of stuff. And he's tinkered with it with me together for quite some time now. And then there's so many different AI tools out there now that, you know, we're not singers. My son sings in the choir at church, and he's got a deep baritone voice like I do. We're into our favorite music, obviously, is metalcore, which is what you mainly hear me produce, which is a lot of him as well. And then we've been into some hip hop here and there. We just released, I say I because I'm taking the credit for it. He's not on any of these platforms either. He's too busy, but he helps do almost all of it. And obviously with my with my audience being mainly Noster and Bitcoin people, you know, most of it centered around some of this stuff. And then others like philosophical stuff and life stuff, if you've probably heard it. So we've just over the years, a lot of this stuff and songs we've done for, I don't know, probably 2.5, 3 years now. Mm-hmm. And I just started adding Noster, Bitcoin, philosophical life stuff into the lyrics. And we started writing stuff. We started putting stuff together. We honed it with some of the AI stuff. And mm-hmm. then my son and me, we sit down, we spend some, it's like our father-son bonding time. We sit down and we just have ideas of what we're looking for in a sound. It takes a tremendous amount of time. I guess that's, he was kind of, because he's spending time and he's not getting anything from this, he's like, well, how am I going to make something from this? He has his own wallet that I dish into him. So I essentially dollar cost average buy Bitcoin for him every month that I store away for him. So he's like, well, how am I going to make some of this money? And I was like, well, I can start a Geyser fund. And he's like, what is it, like a GoFundMe? And I was like, yeah, it's kind of like a GoFundMe. Yeah. So it's under my name, but essentially all those funds, essentially. And I asked him, you know, how much he wants to raise. And he was like, well, what if I try to get my money back from Logic Pro to start with. And I was like, well, that's a good start. You know, and yeah. We haven't been promoting it. I haven't promoted it, but just kind of put it out there. Just, I kind of appeased him to be like, look, I'll try.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens. Mm-hmm. And I don't think we've added anything yet, but it's not like we need the money or anything. He's like, well, what am I? He's smart. He's like, well, what am I getting from this? And it's like, well,
Ryan?
You know, I give him the sets that we do make from Wavelake or people that zap us on Noster when I post a song. Those are all going to him. So I'm not taking any of those sets or any of that Bitcoin. Those are because I'm trying to push this forward and pass along what I can do to the next generation. My kids obviously are the most important aspect to me. And so, because he's spending time with me and we're putting this out, it is what it is. And I think it's good music. You know, some people may not like it because it's AI slop. I understand the controversy behind it of taking away from real artists. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to replace anybody that's got those gifts that can sing and make music, honestly. So I know there's always naysayers and haters everywhere. I don't let those things bother me. It's look, there's tools everywhere. Tools can be for evil or they can be for good. And look, it's if people like it, then they'll like it. If they don't, then okay, go on to, you know, whatever else you listen to. So not a big deal.
Yeah, like I'll listen to it and I'm like, how is he making this? And I had no idea it was actually you and your son working on that. Like, is he playing the instruments or are you just like what is the actual process? Like when you guys sit down to make that song, you've chosen your sound, what comes next?
Yeah, so he starts with the guitar mainly first. So a lot of the stuff we do is metalcore. So he'll just start playing on his electric guitar. And like I said, because he's a drummer and the drums essentially lead every, so in a band sense, the drums are the timing for everything. You know, they're the choreography, if you will, of music. And so he'll just start drumming to kind of find a sound that he likes to hear. And he'll start playing it. He'll start recording bits and pieces of it. We'll clip it. Just like, you know, people don't know the amount of time that goes into clipping this stuff on Logic Pro. It'd be easy for any one of us to go onto some of these music AI platform Suno or whatever and just tell it what we want it to do. He's definitely anti any of that, and we've had great conversations about that because he is a musician of sorts. It's not his career path or anything, but he's done the music theory stuff, he keyboards. We have a whole music room in the house, so he has all the instruments at his disposal, and then he goes on and plays, and then we just sit down and we piece it together. And then add, so as far as like the voices and stuff, we'll try to find some voice that if we're creating an album, we'll try to find a voice that's will stay consistent throughout the album, so you're not getting a bunch of different voices, and try to just piece it together the way that we like the sound. So if other people like it and they like it, if not, we listen to it all the time. It's always in our cars when we're driving together. So if anything, we get to enjoy the fruits of our labor. So
it's cool. Because I think I imagine AI slop is like somebody enters a prompt. I've never used Suno. I should probably try it. I saw a lot of Suno songs posted on Noster yesterday, and I was like, oh, this is irritating. You know, but so I think my concept was that somebody just prompts this music AI and a song comes out, you know, just like I do anything else with AI. Or I prompt it, a result comes out, and either I've got a web page or I've got a photo or, I've got a video, and I've done video AI stuff. So I'm just like, okay. So I had no idea that you have an actual talented son, you know, who's good at music. And you didn't say you were good at music. You called yourself a music fan.
Yes.
and you're not singing, but you're kind of, it's more of something, you, it sounds like it's more like you're doing this for your son, like, than you were doing it for you.
Yeah. Yeah. It's in his free time when he's not reading the books or he's not in class or he's not at work. This is just our time that we spend throughout the week when he wants to go do something. I mean, he does it on his own. It's not like I just take him and be like, hey, let's go make a, you know, a Nostra album for Bitcoin or whatever. It's, he's in there just working at stuff and he just enjoys playing music. So I wasn't raised playing instruments. I wish I would have. I was that jock. And obviously that doesn't lead to many great outcomes further on in life.
Right.
For my kids, I was like, look, the books and music are going to be your thing. And we golf, obviously. That's one thing we all do together as a family too. But music's his individual thing. And it's a way that we can also be together and spend time together. And I could post all the concerts that we've been to over all the years. We're just huge music fans and we love to rock out. And it's something that we've done together since, I want to say the first concert I took him to, he was like six. So we've been all over the West Coast, up and down it for all the bands that he loves, bands I like. And so we take what we're inspired by and we make music, and a lot of it's credited to him, which I should probably credit more to him, but just because he's not on Nostra,
yeah,
he's not getting any credit for it.
Oh, that's funny. So, okay. So now we have like the story behind what you're creating, and what does he think? You already said that he's not into AI and he's not into the AI slot, but he'll, you know, use it to help him produce music, use Logic Pro. But like, what does he think about Bitcoin and Nostra?
Yeah. He obviously has heard me say all of the things you can say about it. And he understands that even the money he makes now is being devalued. He understands that inflation aspects of the dollar. He understands the way the government uses and prints money. Those were, when I started first awakening to these things, the first things I wanted to do, even without my wife's approval, was to be like, we're going to learn some financial responsibility and understand what's happening in our time. And so he gets it for the time being right now. Like, he's setting aside he also dollar cost average on his own through Strike. But then I also, cool, you know, a lot of the stuff that I make from Nostra, obviously there probably are some people, so I shouldn't say nobody, but I'm not making a living off of posting on Nostra and even making music. But the things that we do spend time together, I'm like, look, this is a, you know, this is value for value. If someone will, you know, likes what you are creating, there's no intermediaries. This is from me, the producer, to whoever enjoys it, the listener. And if they like it, then they're going to give you value back. And Bitcoin is the best, fastest way to see the fruits of your labor.
That's cool. Does he understand? Because I think you and I are probably at an age where, like, we've already tried all of the internet things. We're seasoned, right? We're established. Like, we've already had some experiences.
Yeah.
He's pretty young. This is the internet he knows. So does he kind of grasp that, like, if he were to build a music audience that he's building on someone else's backyard, or like, do these things bother him at all?
Yeah, like he's obviously a huge like Spotify fan, because that's where a lot of the, I guess, they listen to their music. I've got him onto Wavelake and a lot of the music apps that Chad has made on Nostra. He uses that, and he'll send zaps to people on there as well as Wavelake. So he's the thing that he doesn't like is that a lot of those, they're just not a lot of, I guess, I won't say real, because they're real people, but there is a lot of AI slop out there. And because he is a musician, and just like you alluded to, like, we understand the times we live in, we understand the slop that's out there. He stays on Spotify because he knows they're real bands, they're real people. He understands they're probably putting a lot of time. At the same time, he knows that there's probably a lot of these bands are using a lot of AI at the same time for a lot of their music. It's just not well known because they're bands that are established already. We just enjoy listening to music. So at the end of the day, he doesn't want to see it take over the industry. I don't either. But if we can provide, you know, with his gifts and skills that he uses, again, I picked up plenty of guitars over the years and I don't have the time or consistency to get good at anything, but I give him the tools for him to be better and to hone his skills. And it's not something what's funny is, I'm going to go off on a tangent here for a second, but he's studying right now theology through Grand Canyon. So he's actually going to a school online where you're at in Phoenix. So his next objective is maybe thinking of going into music theory. And we've had these deep conversations over, you know, well, what are you going to do with, you know, this music theory in the future? Because of where we are in this culture and to see that the AI music that's out there, you know, what is it going to look like in, you know, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years from now? I think the landscape is going to change drastically. And, you know, I hope it doesn't, because I don't want to see people lose their jobs that they're gifted in ways that, you know, music just moves people in life and moves people daily. And so I just want him to think long term, because I know that he can, there's ways in which he can bring more value to what he's doing, whether that be a career path or, you know, just teaching lessons on the side to people. So I don't know. I think that's just kind of where he's at and, you know, where I'm at. We live in weird times, Heather. So it's, I don't know what path a lot of these kids are going to take. You know, the education, a lot of people don't believe in it. Some people do believe in it. My kids were homeschooled. You know, he's not weird like most people believe homeschool kids are. right. But he's definitely more mature. He's more mature because of it, because we just had the opportunities to just give him our time and our experience from life. And he just knows what time it is. And so do we, I think. Most of us here on Nostra know what time it is.
Yeah.
But it's, we're in the fourth turning. And
100%.
We just have to ride it out.
I agree with you.
It's where it is. He's close in age to my nephew. He's a little younger than my nephew. And my nephew has shown no interest in Bitcoin whatsoever. And I don't want to push it either. But I, you know, I also want to find a way that I can pour into him and my nieces. I'm mostly nieces and one nephew. And, you know, this kid's about to turn 21. And I'm like, he's got a pretty good job and he's off to a good start. He's rejected college, which I'm okay with. You know, I think he just didn't see the value in it. And I don't either, quite frankly. Yeah. I don't think there's a value in that anymore.
Yep. No, I agree with you. And it's one of those things where, as a dad from one man to another, as my son, my philosophy is essentially like, look, it's not good for a man to be static and to be doing nothing. So there's plenty of books that he's read through his whole upbringing, lots of all over the map. He's been reading books. And so he works at Chick-fil-A. So that's a good thing. So he makes, especially in California, Heather, because $20 an hour is a lot of money for a fast food joint.
Yeah, for a kid. Yeah.
So at the same time, I went through 2 years of college and I didn't make it further than that before I went into the Marine Corps. There are lots of things that we taught him about discernment, about the education he's getting, whether it's, you know, the educational slop, big education, that type of stuff. And he's had plenty of those classes. He's halfway through his bachelor's degree and he knows when stuff's woke and when it's not. And he pushes against a lot of that crap. But it's not something me and my wife force him to do. It just provides him opportunities to meet with people and connect with people. And you never know who you're going to meet or run into that provides you an opportunity in life. And so it's more of a way to learn, to expand his mind and to grow and still be discerning of the fact of, you know, this fourth turning, as you mentioned, that we live in with the government, the politics, the education, all of it. I mean, all walks of life are corrupt at this point. And so I agree with you that it's not for everybody. And it's just something we kind of pointed him to and he stayed the path so far. And it's expensive, though, too.
Yeah.
That's the thing too, is like the kids are having a lot of trouble living on their own. And so like the niece and the nephew are still with mom. My daughter's struggling on the other side of the country going, this is really expensive. Like, what do I do? And it's like, well, 100%. You're going to have to, you know, I can't help you.
That's real.
Yeah. And I won't help you. I need you to know that I need you to make it. I need you to find a way. I will purposely not give you money.
Yeah.
You know, you got to make it.
It's true. And that's exactly right. And it's especially like, so the bonus is for me is that I'm not accruing a bunch of debt because of him, because I had my military service. I'm a disabled vet. He has free education. So it's one of those things where it's like, you know, you don't have to do this, but it's given to you for free and, you know, take it or leave it type of situation. But, you know, he's going with it. So, but I'm in agreement with you 100%. He wants to be out of the house. He wants to find a woman, settle down. He's about to be 19 years old. And so he's far advanced compared to where I was at his age. So, but His generation is in trouble.
These kids are built different. You know, and there's such a difference between my niece who's about 24 and then my nephew's about to turn 21. And it's, you know, she's having a good time. She still wants to do the college thing. She works, you know, they both work. And he's just, I think he's more inclined to, because he's got a girlfriend. He's very serious about her. They've been together a year. And I think he would be more inclined to be the first one to settle down, have kids. Right now, he's really obsessed with golf. And so he's got his job, his golf, his girlfriend, and his buddies. And that's what he cares about.
Love it. Love the golf. Golf teaches you so much about life.
It does. It's kind of like yoga where it makes you look at yourself. And I did not expect that. And maybe that's just my interpretation of it as a yoga person.
No, I get
you know, that I'm just like, this thing is really making me look at myself. Like, it's like yoga where I'm like self-critical or I'm like, I need more practice. Which, I don't know. There's just something about golf that it's such a mental game that it really does make you reevaluate some things.
Totally agree. Couldn't agree more.
Before you take off, I want to ask you just kind of about the Valueverse and Nostr as a whole. Since you're part of this community, what do you want to see more of? It could be Nostr, it could be in music and Nostr. Like, just give you free rein to say, like, here's what needs to happen here. Here's what I'd like to see.
Yeah. So being in this landscape for a few years now and built up a little bit of a following, if you will. And seeing and just reading all the people's stuff. Obviously, there's a lot of just people just post their thoughts mainly on it. But there are so many people who want to see Nostr and the Valueverse, or as Derek would say, the Purpleverse, really grow and expand and awaken more people. I think that's where we get a lot of the friction is onboarding. I've had so many different thoughts on how to actually accomplish this. And I'm not even a dev. I've messed around with coding stuff. I don't have the time or the patience. And frankly, I don't want to just be spending the amount of money that some of these guys spend on doing this stuff, but I'd like to. And so I guess to answer your question is to see more people see the realities of what they don't own. And what I mean by that is these platforms that, X, Instagram, all of them, we hear often that it's, they're on rented land. And that's really true because at any point their voice could be taken away and their followers could be, they could lose everything they've built on a social platform for whatever that's worth. But for Nostr, I think it's, the music's one aspect. I think we can onboard people. I think there's so many opportunities out there. We use the hashtag Grow Nostr. I don't think that's highlighted enough. And I say that because there's so many different avenues to which we can purple pill, if you will, people into this environment. And whether that's, like you stated way at the beginning, is most people find Bitcoin before they find Nostr. But I think we can go both ways. And when people see the value and, being zapped with Bitcoin, whether, they just see a monetary aspect of getting value from something that they've put out into the world. That's such a foreign concept to people in one aspect, at least as far as social media goes. We provide work and people provide us with, the monetary funds for that work. And so this is still a new concept. And so I think getting past that initial wall, if you will, is our hardest part in Nostr. I know there's so many guys that have tried to find ways to onboard people. And I think that's where my focus would be is I'd like to at least investigate or find ways to onboard more people. I have a lot of guys. I have a small team that I work with. I do the same things I do. Some of them have tried it and they just don't spend the amount of time I spend on it. For whatever reasons, I've done my best. But starting with the people around you and letting them know, like, you don't understand that this isn't, I guess I just understand the depths more. And I have explained to them, that's your voice can be taken away at any point and what you're typing or whatever you're watching. And it's like, they're more of just the people who absorb content. They're not putting out a bunch of valuable content into the platforms that they're on. And I guess Nostr still lacks in that area as well. There's plenty of content that are good. It's good content, right? So I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is, like, there's so much of it out there and all these other platforms that it's easy to be essentially getting that dopamine hit from funny people or just well-known people. They find value in these people that they don't even know. And it's like, I find I can get on with you right now and we've had, posts back and forth that we liked, zapped. We have an understanding of kind of what we're about. We have like-minded worldviews and a lot of aspects. And then we can get on a podcast with the video and be like, look, this isn't very foreign to us. Like, we've talked to each other differently on Nostr before and in different ways. And we get it together. And so I just want to see more of that. And I think we can definitely take this conversation specifically, probably a lot deeper in brainstorming ideas on what we want to see. And Jake Woodhouse, when I was on his podcast, he posed the same question. And I think that's our biggest hurdle that we're going to have to at some point figure out a way. It's almost like to do raids, right? Like these people do raids on YouTube or Rumble, whatever. To take a bunch of Nostr people or to create a following group or a group of people that have a large following, even on these bigger platforms that YouTube and X all the time, and raid some well-known person on X or YouTube in the comment section and just flood it with Noster stuff to be like, come on over to the, you know, we're not, this is the dark side. Come on over to the light. Like, here we go. Like, and just putting it out there, like it's bait and just see what happens. So I don't know, you know, people may not like that. I'm just throwing stuff out there. I don't know what that looks like at this point, but I definitely want to explore those ideas on how we can do that because, and it's not that, you know, I'm not looking for a million followers or hundreds of millions of followers. Like, I don't think that's it. I think at the core of it, we want to see more people awake. We want more people to be orange-pilled. We want more people to see that sovereignty is of the utmost importance in our lives as humans. And so I didn't really answer your question, but I'm just posing some ideas, I guess.
There you go.
Of what I would like
there's
to
no
see.
Wrong answer. Yeah, there's no wrong answers here. I think we're on the same wavelength where, you know, we know what Noster can be, and at the same time we know what it lacks, and we want to fill in that lack and just be like, hey, we want to have super fire content here. We want weird but not weird bad. We want weird good. You know, we want people to be able to be comfortable to come here and be funny or be interesting or bring music, bring your talent. Where was the yo-yo guy lately? I see him every once in a while, but like, we've got a guy that does yo-yo tricks. You know, the randomness of the internet is kind of what we need to bring back. So I always appreciate the answer. I appreciate you letting me pick your brain.
Yeah, that'd be a good post, Heather. Bring back the randomness of the internet to Noster. Make it alive again. That'd be a good post.
Working on it. You know, definitely with Ditto.pub, like we hit the nostalgia factor and we're like, can we just be whimsical and weird? Because we're all nerds and, you know, like we're nerds in some way. Even if there are wellness nerds, there are software developer nerds, there are Bitcoin nerds. Like, I think, but there's also some like really cool people too. You know, it's like, it's not all geekery. 100%. It's there. We've got a good mix, I think, because as Noster use has gone down, also the cream of the crop has risen too, and so like your voice is there and a lot of people who are doing like really interesting things and sharing on Noster, even if it's just a little bit, because I think there's still that network effect of Twitter, and they may be like big on Bitcoin Twitter and then they come to Noster and they're like, what do? I get that a lot, where it's like, I'm on there.
Yeah.
I have 7 followers. Yeah. How do I find people to follow? Exactly. How do I interact? Because they are so big on Bitcoin Twitter. They're so accustomed to it that, the thing with Noster is you'll post something and someone's probably going to see it and respond. And that's still a foreign concept after 20 years of social media becoming a platform corporate thing. Like, people need to kind of get used to Noster, and there is a learning curve too.
Yeah. And it's funny, even the engagement metrics, right? Like, even for say X, the amount of people see the engagement by just looking at a post. And they almost get that feeling of being known by just somebody looking at it and not even liking or even commenting on it. And it's like, that's the world people want to live in, like where there's zero connection, where there's not actual maybe pushback or agreements or affirmation for something that somebody posts. Like, I just don't see I don't see the value in that. And, you know, there's plenty of posts that we've all had this on Noster where you essentially throwing out a couple sentences into an echo chamber.
Every day on Twitter. And then every once in a while, I'm like, oh, somebody saw that? Like, somebody responded? And it's like, on Noster, every day I can say something. Somebody's going to argue with me or mansplain to me or repost it. Like, who knows? But it's going to have a little bit of life there. It's going to live.
Fire, fool for work, we climb, we tire. No. to find our way. I see the light behind the ash. Every crash just sees the flash. Your towers fall, your markets drown, but we still hum beneath the ground. You can't enslave, we can't decay. We rise in blocks, we fade in gray. Proof of pain, we mint and fire. Proof of work, we climb, we tire. No, higher name, just proof of life and proof of pain. You can only fork the dream.